Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to episode 6 of Motherhood in Hollywood. I'm Heather Brooker, and this is my show. Hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm having so much fun doing this show. I can't even tell you. Thank you guys so much for all of your tweets. Shout out to all my new Twitter followers and everybody who's following on Instagram and Pinterest. And if you haven't found us yet on Facebook, go do that now. Go take a moment to go over to Facebook and search Motherhood in Hollywood, because I'm always posting some fun stuff on there as well about acting, about moms, parenting in general, or just stuff I think is really funny. That's where I put it, out on social media and right here on this podcast. You're welcome, world. I'm really excited today about our guest. It's Allison Holker from Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. You know, a lot of people I'm finding didn't even know that Allison is a mom, which surprises me because I've only ever known her really as a mom. She has a little girl named Wesley, a 7-year-old named Wesley. And in fact, I was looking at Allison's Instagram the other day and she had posted a picture with her and Wesley, and there were lots of comments like, who's that kid? Who's that little girl? Allison looks hot, but who's that kid? And it's her daughter, you guys. How rad is that? This woman at the tender age of 27 years old has conquered the dance world. She goes and she dances her butt off for 10 to 12 hours a day. And then she comes home and she has to help cook dinner. She helps with homework. She helps, you know, with first grade drama, which is really funny to hear her talk about. So really excited to hear from Allison today and hear her perspective on what it's like to be the top dancer in the world and also be a mom. We can do it all, guys. We moms can conquer the world. That's right. I didn't mean to get all inspirational on you. Sorry about that. If you would, please take a moment to subscribe to this show on iTunes or Stitcher. If you leave a review for the show in iTunes, you will be automatically entered to win our drawing that's coming up. The last day to leave a review is September 15th, and you will be automatically entered to win our very first Motherhood in Hollywood giveaway. I'm giving away an Honest Company bath bundle, which has all kinds of fun stuff in it, as well as a Motherhood in Hollywood tote bag. That's right. It can all be yours just for the price of your opinion. So doesn't have to be a good review, good or bad, whatever you just want to say. Just make sure you leave me a quick review and you're automatically entered to win. Okay. Capiche? Capiche. With all that being said, let's go ahead and jump right into the interview with Allison. During my research, I was going through and trying to find out, like, what would be the best sort of description for you and title for you? And you have a huge list of things that go with your name. Dancer, choreographer, mom, business owner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Actress, all yes. of those things.
Yeah.
So how are you even standing up right now? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, since I was a kid, I've always known that I really wanted to accomplish a lot in my life.
Yeah.
I was actually, I started being a dancer when I was 11 years old. And I didn't just want to be a good dancer. I really wanted to inspire the world with my dance. And I know that's really odd for an 11-year-old to have that thought. But I had seen
it's very mature of you. Like, for most 11-year-olds are like, what, about Disney and like playing video games
yeah.
and all that? That's very aspirational.
It was so beside me to be playing games. Once I was 11 years old, I was very focused on my dancing. But my sister was a dancer. And she really inspired me to become a dancer. Mm-hmm. And so the way she inspired me is the way I really want to inspire the world. Mm-hmm. And as I kind of got into dancing, I loved it more and more and more and knew that I could change the world with it. Because when I was growing up, dance, there really wasn't a career to be made from it. There was dancers that kind of did some stuff and then they became teachers at a dance studio.
Right.
And that was kind of it. But for some reason, I had a different goal in mind for myself my whole childhood. And that's why I worked so hard, that I really wanted to change that for dance.
Now, dance has totally, you know, been thrust into the forefront in the last decade.
Yes.
Do you think that shows like So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars You think that was like sort of the impetus for that? Like, or
I do believe that those shows, movies, so you like Step Dance and Dancing with the Stars and the Step Up franchise, I do think that they are definitely a huge part of the change in the respect level that dancers have nowadays. But I also think it's because of this generation of dancers.
Yeah.
Because to be honest, when I was growing up, there were music videos, there were shows like Star Search, and you know, the Disney Channel had a bunch of dance shows. But none of the dancers were really taking hold and owning those positions.
Do you think they were more like in the background?
Yes, I do believe they were in the background.
For a long time, you know, you were a backup dancer, backup singer, you know, that sort of thing.
Which is still a great gig to have. It's still great and you still love what you do. But in this generation, you know, like the motivation I had as a kid, I believe that I'm not alone in that. Mm-hmm. I believe there were a lot of dancers that had that same vision for what the dance world could be and what it could grow into and wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So as I became 18 years old and I booked my first time on So You Think You Can Dance, that's when I knew, like, oh, wow, we can do something with this.
And you were only 18 when you did So You Think You Can Dance?
I was still in high school, actually, when I auditioned. And I was still having to go back and forth to L.A. when we started the Vegas process.
Wow.
But I was very fortunate to book that gig because it was one of the first shows to really put dancers on the forefront.
Right.
But then there was quite a few dancers on that show that were like, well, what else are we going to do with this now? What else are we going to do? And so we've kind of owned those positions and kept pushing. And instead of just acknowledging the fact that we're dancers, we've been like, well, what are we going to do more? Mm-hmm. What more can we do with this for the next generation of dancers so that they still have opportunities? So that's how I became a business owner. That's how I started making moves into acting. And that's how I started becoming, you know, more of an entrepreneur from dance.
Right.
You know, is because I have to make these opportunities more available for the next generation. And I really hold that self, or I really hold that over myself, actually. Yeah. I feel like it's more of a responsibility
to the
next generation.
That's a huge responsibility to put on your 27-year-old shoulders. I'm like, that's a big responsibility to carry. When I was 27, I was like, woo, I just want to drink. And like, I was newly married myself, like I know you are. And we just were having the time of our lives. And I was like, what do I want to do with my life? I don't know. So, and you've like already accomplished so much at such a young age.
Well, thank you. You know, it's just, I'm really big into goal-oriented, like goal-motivated lives.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Where do you think that comes from? You think that comes from like your parents? Did they sort of instill that in you?
It definitely comes from my parents.
Really?
My mother was very, very big into journal writing with me and goal writing.
Yeah.
So it's actually funny. When I was 18 years old, before I was allowed to leave my house, my mother sat with me. She's like, I need you to write out goals before you move to LA. I need you to write the 10 things that you will accomplish in your lifetime.
Wow. I sort of love that.
Yes. And
I'm a big A-type personality myself, and I love writing lists, and I love like checking things off. There's something that makes you feel so accomplished about being like, I finished the laundry today or whatever your like, you know, task will be. And I'm like, yes. So I love that. Your mom sounds awesome.
She was incredible. Like, and she instilled all those lessons into me. And it was funny though, because they were supposed to be the top 10 things I did in my entire life of living in LA and like going for my dream. And I actually accomplished 8 of them in that first year of being in LA. But the only reason I was able to accomplish that is because I was so focused on the job. So that's actually something I instill in my own daughter now. Mm-hmm. You know, we do dream boards in my home, whereas like you like take magazine cutouts or little quotes from books or like your favorite pictures, and you kind of plaster it on this like board and you put them up in your room so you wake up to it every morning.
Oh, I love that.
You know, it becomes a craft hour for both my daughter and I, and also my husband sometimes joins in. But you know, so we make these little dream boards, and I'm really teaching her about her goals and what she wants, and she's very young for that.
Yeah.
She might not understand what it is that I'm teaching her, but it kind of becomes a rhythm. It becomes a habit in your lifestyle. And now that's really a part of her life.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about Wesley a little bit, who I love. She's so sweet. She and my daughter have actually played together a few times, and Channing loves her.
Oh, thank you.
Like, just follows her around and, like, makes me think, maybe she should have a big sister, but then I'd have to go back in time, and we'd have to do things over again. So
right, right.
Maybe not. But they're so sweet together. And Wesley is just a doll. Like, you must just have so much fun. She's like your little mini-me.
She's my mini-me, absolutely. Wesley is just, like, my little sidekick.
Yeah.
And also, she herself is very mature for her age. And I really
do believe
it's... She does
seem very mature, yeah.
It's really funny because since she was really, like, so was, honestly, since she was born, she just kind of seemed very mature and ahead of her time. And it's not just me as her mother thinking that. I've been told that by so many people. Everyone that meets her is like, oh my goodness, is she 10 years old already? you know, but I really think being in this industry is tough on anyone, you know, being an adult, being a teenager, or being a child. It makes you grow up really fast. Yeah. So even though she's not necessarily the one in the limelight, she's surrounded by it. She's there with us. She's there with us on set. She's there when we're going through the process of auditioning. So she's around all these amazing things and also all these amazing people that she now looks up to,
yeah.
You know, and it's kind of created this like interesting dynamic. When she's at school, she doesn't necessarily love hanging out with the kids. She kind of wants to mother the kids. Oh. She kind of wants to be the one like, oh guys, you know, you have to make sure you're like on your best behavior.
Oh, that's
and you have
so
to like,
cute.
She's very well disciplined in her own being, you know? So I feel very blessed, you know, and sometimes I wish she was more of a kid so she could just run around and get a little bit dirty on her knees. But
right.
But at the same time, like we have such a great time together. Mm-hmm. We have such a great energy and such a great connection. And she's honestly the only reason I'm still working.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of mothers probably find that quote to be a little bit different, but she really is the motivation to keep pushing through my dreams every single
sure.
day. Because, you know, the days that she looks at me and she's like, I'm just so proud of you. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better than that feeling of her looking at me and like being so inspired by my work and her growing up knowing that one day she could do those things and she wants to go for them.
Is Wesley showing interest in dance? Because I know the few times we've hung out, she's got some pretty cool moves.
She actually has a really, like, she honestly understands dance so well. And she loves being a little B-girl, which is kind of like a hip-hop dancer. It's like
sure.
a street dancer.
Yeah.
But she, you know, she doesn't like to do it. I think there's a lot of pressure on her to be a dancer.
Oh, I can imagine.
And of course, that probably gets to her. But honestly, it's not really her vibe. If you ever met my daughter, you wouldn't mm-hmm. think she's a dancer.
Yeah.
She's very, she's a bookworm. Mm-hmm. And she's very musical.
Mm-hmm.
And which I love. I love that about
you
her.
You mean like she likes to play instruments and
she loves
and sing?
To play instruments. She loves to sing. And she also likes to write music.
Oh.
So I think if my daughter ever grew up to be in this industry, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she's only seven. Yeah.
It
but
might be in that other kind of aspect of it. Like
yeah.
music stuff. Which would be cool. Maybe she could write
music.
Songs for her mom and dad to dance to.
Right. Which would
How
be really cool.
Would that be?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely see her being a writer of some sorts. Mm-hmm. I mean, she literally loves reading. And honestly, she loves singing. But she likes to write the songs that she sings.
Yeah.
So I definitely see her being in that field. You know, we definitely in our household are really strong into the arts.
Mm-hmm.
We are always playing music. We'll go out in the
imagine.
Backyard and like play sports, but then we'll come back in and draw a picture.
Yeah.
So we just try to keep our house very active.
How are you able to do that with your schedule? Like, I know because you do have so many things that you're doing. I want to talk about your studio as well in a minute,
uh-huh.
and also the things you do on So You Think You Can Dance, and you know, I know you're an all-star on that, and of course Dancing with the Stars. So it's like, I can't imagine, like, I can barely go to the grocery store and then come home and like get ready for nap time without being like needing a nap. So it's always really impressive to me how you guys can juggle, and by you guys I mean moms
uh-huh.
in the industry who are working, how you can juggle so many things.
Well, I will.
Do you feel like you miss things because you are working so much with Wesley?
Well, I'll start by saying that balance in a household is always the hardest thing to find and maintain.
Sure.
Balance is never going to feel perfect. You're always going to feel like you want to give your husband more attention. Or
right.
if you have multiple kids, you always feel like there's a kid you're like, oh, I wish I had more time with them right now. There's never going to be that perfect balance. And I think as women and as the mothers of your household, you have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You're never going to find that perfect balance. Even if someone from an outside is like, oh my gosh, how'd you find that balance?
Yeah.
You're always going to be like, oh, you know, I should have been with my husband that for that hour that he was, you know,
there's
doing
a lot
this
of
or
guilt.
That.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilt associated, I think, with working moms.
But you have to know you're doing your best
and
your kids are happy and your family is happy just because you're doing everything that you can. And they really do see those things.
Yeah. Don't you think, though, that on like online, like websites like Pinterest and like all of these, there's a lot of mommy bloggers. In my research in doing this, I was like, there's something like 3.9 million mommy bloggers is what they're
amazing.
Called.
Amazing. Yeah.
Who are blogging about everything from potty training to, you know, what to feed their toddlers and going to school and things like that. So, but everybody sort of puts, I think, an image out online that is more what they want people to think than what's real. So I love that you're saying that sometimes things are not as perfect as you want them to be, and you just have to find that balance. That makes total sense to me.
I mean, you know, it's never easy, first off, just being a mother in itself.
Right.
Being a wife is never easy. Right. Being a working mother is never easy. Or just having a job and not even wanting to have a family is not easy as well. They all come with their own challenges. But as long as you're happy with what you're doing and you're really going for it, then no one can really say anything about that because you're doing your best. You know, so I definitely will say that, you know, with everything going on in my life, is it difficult sometimes? Yes, in the sense of time, it can be difficult. Mm-hmm. But the love that I receive back from everything I'm doing is so much more worthy and so much more exciting than anything.
Fulfilling,
you know, it's so much more fulfilling, exactly, you know. So I go work 8-hour days, absolutely. But I work while she's at school.
Yeah.
You know, and then I get home, and of course, I'm completely exhausted. I want nothing more but to take my own nap, you know.
Right.
But she's more important. So my tiredness isn't fair to give to her because I did give that much energy and exude that much time to someone else at work.
Yeah.
So I've committed myself to being 110% really, just 24 hours of the day.
Yeah.
When anyone needs me, I try my best to be present in the moment, give them the attention that they need. You know, so in my eyes, it's not always the amount of time, but it's the quality in which is that time.
Sure, sure.
You know, so I might not be with my daughter 24 hours of the day.
Yeah.
But those few hours I am, those 3 or 4 hours we have at night together,
try to make it worthwhile and quality.
We give her that, you know, attention of let's cook dinner together.
Yeah.
You know, even if I have to pre-choreograph something or I have to prep ahead for work the next day, I'll have her participate with me.
Yeah.
You know, I do a lot of like nightly workouts and we'll warm up together or we'll stretch together. And she loves that because she thinks she's a part of it. And she really is. You know, so I think it's just the communication with your kids and involving them.
Yeah.
You know, I bring her with me to work and she loves coming. She thinks it's a great time being there. You know, some women aren't maybe having like all the opportunity in the world to do that, being a working mom. But it's just making them feel special when you're with them and giving them all the attention they deserve. And even if they do come with you to work or you do have to leave, it's like, you're more important. I'm coming back to you.
Now, you are in an interesting position because you are such a young mom. And you had Wesley when you were 20?
Yes, I was 20 when I had her.
So do you find that are there a lot of other dancers who have kids? Is Wesley sort of like a phenomenon?
You know, it's actually something that the one thing I feel like I sometimes miss out on is the connection with other mothers.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. In my industry.
Yeah.
I am the only working dancing mother that I know.
Oh my God. It's like you literally just spoke the word. Like, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because none of my close friends have kids.
Right.
I have one friend who just had a baby 2 months ago. But when I was going through it, there was nobody. And I was like, how can this be? I'm older than you are. And I was like, how can this be that nobody in this business has kids? And it's sort of like, not, I don't want to say taboo because that makes it sound bad, but there's just a lack of connection with other moms that I think is so important, and which is also why I'm really glad you came today, because I'm like, oh my God, we could talk about mom stuff and baby stuff. Found that then, really?
Yeah, it's really, you know, that is the thing that's difficult, because when I go to work, everyone's like, oh, I'm so exhausted. Like, last night I went to the club, and like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, oh, well, last night, you know, I got 8 hours of sleep because I have to in my life.
I
like,
have to get up and get my daughter ready for school.
I go to bed
at
10:30.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we get up at 6 every single morning and get my daughter ready for what she has to do, you know? And but the thing is, it sounds awful, but I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
I don't miss out on the partying, you know? I know I became a very young mother, but there's so much love in our home. There's nothing I could get from a club that I couldn't get, like,
right.
better than at my home.
But you do seem to, because I follow you on the Twitter and the Facebook, but you do seem to find some time to go out, which is great. And I think so important, because so many moms are like, I'm just a mom and this is what I do. And they sort of get this martyr kind of thing going on. Yeah. But like, go out every now and then. Like, have a good time. Kick your feet up. Like, I'm sure you have some really fun parties that you get to go to.
Well, what's interesting about you saying that is it's actually really interesting. I am married, and I'm married to another dancer. And
you can say his name. It's Twitch, everybody. If you didn't know already, you should probably just stop listening right now. No. Twitch is your husband. He's on the Ellen Show. He was just in Magic Mike XXL. He looked amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
I literally was squeezing my friend's leg like, whoa, this is hotness. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So your husband is great. You guys have such a fun time together. It looks
like. Thank you. Yeah. You know, but it's interesting because of course, we're invited to all sorts of dance parties mm-hmm. or clubs. Like, oh, come have an appearance here. And that's not our vibe. And right. I think people would be very surprised to hear that. But we are very family-going people, very mm-hmm. family-oriented. Mm-hmm. And we like the lifestyle of being parents. So mm-hmm. we say no to almost all of those.
Yeah.
The events that you will see us at are ones that my daughter's welcome to come to.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've noticed a lot more over the past couple of years that you guys are taking her to more events. She's mm-hmm. in a lot more of your pictures. And I was going to ask you how you feel about that, because so many celebrities or so mm-hmm. many, like, you know, people in the industry want to hide their kids away and they yeah. don't want their kids to be out in the forefront. But you do take her to appropriate events yeah. and, you know, are happy to share her with the world. What was your decision making in that?
Well, I actually agree with those people for mm-hmm. the sake of the children. Like, you know, there's, you know, to a certain age, it's not fair to those kids because they haven't made their own choice if they want to be at those things.
Right, right.
They haven't made the choice when they're 1 year old if they want to be you know, yeah. in front of all these,
yeah.
you know, paparazzi photographers.
Right, like, right.
They didn't have a choice. Or having a tantrum. Yeah.
You've seen all the tabloid shots of these poor moms whose kid is like throwing a tantrum in the parking lot. I would die if somebody was taking pictures of me.
Yeah. And my daughter was doing that. That just happens sometimes, you know? And then, you know, of course, then you're into like the forefront of judgment automatically of like, oh, they're not disciplining that kid, or
right.
or that kid's out of control. It's like, no,
yeah,
you know, kids.
Did you hear
kids.
About that thing with I think it was Charlize Theron, and she was dating oh my god, I just forgot his name.
Sean Penn.
Yes.
I was a fan of that relationship. I was.
You were a fan? Oh no.
I was a fan of them. No. I thought they were adorable together. I know.
Well, apparently they were like hiking one time, and her son had a big tantrum. And some lady who was watching it go down called the police, and they were like, she's abusing this boy. And the police showed up, and Charlize Theron had to be like, no, I have a 2-year-old. Like, he was having a major meltdown. What am I supposed to do? And for any mom who's ever been through a tantrum like that with a toddler, it's horrible. And you already feel like people are looking at you and judging you.
Right.
And but I can't imagine adding that extra level of like celebrity on top of it, where people know who you are,
right,
and are watching your kid act out or, you know, have yeah. a fit or whatever. Like, that would be horrible,
right? And then people create the image on either the mother,
yeah,
and or the child, which, mind the way, no one's saying anything about Sean Penn, who is
probably of course
there
with not
him,
no,
you know, but just the mother yeah. or the child being instantly of judged of how they've raised the child. But that's just a state of life. Mm-hmm. Those kids are going to learn, and whether they learn through it and still do it in the past or mm-hmm. in the future or whatever. But, you know, that's just a part of it's just a part of motherhood. And of yeah. course you have to find your own path, because every household is going to discipline in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it's, you know, it isn't fair to those kids. So I agree with that. That's yeah. why Wesley, for, I would say, until she was about the last 2 years of her mm-hmm. life, hasn't been in the forefront, because I didn't feel it was fair for her to be in the forefront, because right. she wouldn't have had that choice.
But now, is she asking you, hey, can I go with you to this? Or
we definitely, so when we go to events, I'm like, hey, this is what the event's about, mm-hmm. you know, there's gonna be a dance performance and there's gonna be a dinner, and this is the type of outfits even it is, because my daughter's very into fashion. So
oh my god,
it has
love
a lot
that.
To do with what she can wear.
That is so,
so
I'll
be
cute.
Like, oh my gosh, you'd be able to wear your dress in heels, and she's like, ooh, yes, let's go.
I love it.
But you know, it's also, you know, when let's say we do arrive, mm-hmm. right, and we get to the red carpet, even though she knew she was coming, doesn't necessarily mean she wants to walk the carpet. So I'll look to her and be like, you want to take a picture?
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, most of the time, I'd say my daughter says no.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to take pictures.
How interesting.
But that's just because it's a part of our work, and I think she sees that, and that's not, you know, something that she has to do, she doesn't want to do. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's very few pictures of her, but that's just because it's her choice.
Right.
We simply ask her, and we're happy with either decision she wants. You know, this last week, though, there was 2 events that we went to, and she wanted to take pictures for both of them,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then, you know, it can get a little rowdy on carpets, you know,
like with the paparazzi yelling
yeah,
at you.
You know,
do they say
shouting
when
at
you're
you?
At events? Do they say, is that when they say kind of rude things? Because I know I've seen on like TMZ and stuff, sometimes the paparazzi is out and about, and they're like, hey, you know, you look fat in that outfit. Or, I mean, whatever. They just say horrible things uh-huh. to get that reaction. I don't think they do that so much at formal events, though, right? They're just yelling your name and, like...
Yeah, you know, we try to stay away from, like, events that, you know, are going to target type of actions like that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We're usually around a lot of love when we go to events. We're usually around dance lovers and,
right,
and the show
right.
love. Maybe people really want to support the events that yeah. we're going to. So the shouting's more just like trying to get your attention to look at a camera for
yeah,
them. You know,
sure,
everyone wants the best shot because everyone wants to do a good job. You know, so, you know, we'll have my daughter take a couple photos with us.
Yeah.
And then we'll let her go, you know, with our team to the other side. So
yeah.
we just wouldn't want her to get ever stressed out in a situation that's not necessary. I mean, she's only seven.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we try to protect her in whatever way we can.
That's good.
But she's around the environment, so she sees it and sees kind of what's going on. Mm. And she's not scared of it, though.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's because she's around it so much, so she understands. But she also likes that we kind of like, okay, take a couple pictures until you're comfortable, and then she'll go her own way.
Now, how do your dancer friends act around her? Do you find that they're all pretty well, like, are they sort of over it? Are they like, oh, kids, you know, like, we can't cuss as much as one, or whatever? Because some of my friends will do that. They'll be like, oh, I can't swear. And I'm like, well, you can, but, you know, I'd rather you didn't.
What's really interesting is being that, like, amongst our friends, we're literally the only one with a kid.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine.
We are one in our own self,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
So it's actually the complete opposite than that. You know,
are they all like fascinated with her?
Oh, they're fascinated by her. They want to be her best friend.
Yeah, I love that.
And also because, you know, a lot of them themselves would love to eventually have children. And then the other ones don't want to have children at all.
Yeah.
So it's kind of their only time in their life to get that little bit of like kid love, you know, like playtime in. So every single time we bring her around, people are like literally fighting for my daughter's attention. And it's adorable. I mean, you'll see my daughter go to something and she'll be battling with Cyrus Spencer in the corner, you know, and then Travis Waller have her in the corner drawing pictures and like fashion designing an outfit or something, you know, and other friends like, you know, doing cross like hangman with her and stuff, you know.
Oh, that's so nice that they're also welcoming and like want her to be, she's a part of their family too, like the dancing family.
Well, and that is, it's very true to what you just said, you know, the group of friends I have in like the working industry of dance and choreography have been my friends since I was 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
So we all grew up taking what are called dance convention classes, and then a lot of us won national titles in those things, you know, so we all grew up together. Even if we grew up in different states or different places of the world, we've stayed friends through and through, through like all the highs and the lows of life. And so all of my friends are my friends of this day and working, like Travis Wall, Jamie Goodwin, Danny Tidwall, my husband, Ivan Kumai, all these people watched me have Wesley. They were all part of that, you know. So
they were all in the room.
They were all there.
That seems like a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
Well, literally, Denise Wall held Wesley when she was 2 weeks old.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's Travis's mother. Yeah, you know, that's Mama D. That's like, we got a lot of grandmas, and we got a lot of uncles and a lot of aunts for Wesley.
Channing,
you know,
has a lot of aunts too. Yeah. But I mean, it's so great. Like, we wouldn't have honestly been able to function or get by these past few years without those people.
Right.
It's so hard because you don't have an instant support. Like, does your family live out here in LA?
No, neither my husband or my family live here. Yeah. So we're kind of on our own, but we do have a really great team.
Yeah.
You know, we have a really amazing nanny. We have an assistant. We have our friends that we go to call if we ever need help.
Right.
You know, but.
And that makes a world of difference, especially if you don't have family out here.
Yeah. Something that we have committed to each other, though, both my husband, Twitch, and I, you know, even if we have more children in the future, we really want to be hands-on parents. Mm-hmm. And so being that our work schedules can get crazy, if we're going to accept more work, we have to be able to give that same kind of attention to our children.
Yeah.
So it's, as much as I have a nanny, they're there when we really need them.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they're I've never had a nanny with me, like,
Like a full-time nanny
that's like there, like
nanny.
Even if I'm at home.
Yeah.
Like if I'm at home, just up in my room, like my nanny's downstairs. I've never had that.
Yeah, yeah.
The nanny comes.
Although
like,
that does sound luxurious.
Sounds very, very nice. But, you know, but then I feel like I'm losing out on that time that I could have been spending. Even if I'm getting ready for something, even if I'm like doing my hair, doing my makeup, well, have my daughter come do it next to me. And then it's like a moment that we shared together.
Yeah.
You know, and I will say, being a mother, those things, until you get in the rhythm of it, can seem like a hassle.
Yeah.
I just want to get ready by myself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you have, because you do have those moments. Mm-hmm. Those are very real,
and
natural
moments.
And that's
okay. Moments. Yeah. And I find that that's totally
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then once you've played with it a little bit, or like, you know, or find that balance of like, well, today I'll do it by myself, but tomorrow I'll let her come in the room, or, you know, I'll let her help me make my bed. Like, it's those little things that actually become such
an actual help.
They actually help you.
Yeah.
You know, because the kid feels like they're a part of it and they're helping out around the house, but then they, you know, they're getting the extra attention from you, but it doesn't take that much more effort. It just takes putting it into your daily plan.
Are you finding that people ask you on Twitch constantly if you're having kids? Because you guys have been married now, what, 2 years? Almost 2 years?
Almost 2 years. Oh, yeah. Well, in December, it'll be two years. Yes.
I remember the wedding looked beautiful. The pictures.
Thank
you. I saw the pictures.
It was magical. Out of a movie. It was magical. Yeah. That was magical. It was
I
so
imagine,
wonderful.
Though, that the reception was just like one big crazy dance-off. Was it like one big, like...
The DJ said one big dance battle. He had never seen a better dance floor in his entire life. And, we went to go do like all those like common dances. He played all like the dance songs. Mm-hmm. And like everyone knew him. Like everyone was on the dance floor. Even like our grandparents, our families. Like it was the craziest dance party. I mean, we had from the Step Up franchise that hit the floor on VH1. Mm-hmm. So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars. We had every dance show that exists, everybody we had all like, the dancers from this. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so crazy. Funny.
What about the non-dancers? Were they were just like standing off to the side like, I'm not even stepping foot on that dance floor?
We didn't allow that.
Oh, we didn't allow it? You made everybody dance?
No, we made everyone dance.
Even my husband does what he calls the Caucasian shuffle, where he just sort of like sways back and forth and like rocks his shoulders up and down. And I'm like, yep, that's exactly what that is.
But do you know what's really funny is we did, what's it called? The Soul Train line. We did a Soul Train line.
Fun.
And I've never seen bigger smiles from the non-dancers because I think everyone is a little bit nervous about like getting on the dance floor for their first time, but everyone did. Like we made everyone. Like if there's people sitting, we went and got them. Yeah, and we got them on our dance floor.
Yeah.
But when it came to the Soul Train line, it was like now it's two at a time going down the Soul Train line. If you've ever done one, but it's like so those non-dancers, like they were so nervous, but then they were so excited because they like did it. You know what I mean? So they're like, it was funny because at the end of our like at the end of our reception, everyone had like an accomplishment. Like we did that.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. So funny. Yeah, that sounds like a blast.
It was fun.
So have you found since then that people are like, when are you having babies? When are you having babies?
I think I get asked that multiple times every single day.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, and I'm so glad I could add to that for you today.
You know, it's not. Honestly, it's not a bad question. I don't mind getting it because I honestly am very excited to have kids. Mm-hmm. Both my husband and I love family. We want a huge family. In fact, I will say this for the record. He wants me to have 7 more children.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not that
it's
bad.
Oh, my God.
If you have 7 children. But I don't think my body could handle that.
Twitch, is he crazy?
I think so. Like,
seven.
I'm 5'3", and like I just feel like
you're so tiny.
My 7-year-old is almost the same size as me. Imagine having 7. Like I don't know if I could do that physically.
That makes me hurt. Like emotionally and physically. Like my 2-year-old right now is wearing me out. I cannot imagine like just another one in a year and like, you know, just keep going and going. Oh my gosh.
I definitely think for like our lifestyle and our family, I could do 2 or 3 more. I do think that. But it'd be like over the course of time.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say, which is kind of nuts and really crazy, his parents, both of them are twins.
Oh.
And their parents were both twins.
Oh.
So it's like there's like a huge line of
you
gene
are
pool
going
twins.
To have twins. I'm saying it right now.
So I was like, listen, that to me is scary because I like that that's two babies at the same time. And like I always look at those women, like commend them, like because I know what it's like to have the one. Like, of course, I've done it and I feel very accomplished being a mother.
Sure.
But having two at the same time, I'm like, that is unknown territory to me.
I
so I wouldn't know
even
what to
imagine.
Do.
My biggest fear with twins will be like, I just will forget which one is which. Or like, because they say that you like put a headband on them, or you like some moms will like mark their hand or something, and I'm like, what if they wipe it off? Or what if like they lose the sock that you put on? Like, oh my God. And then you grow up the whole time and they grow up not knowing who's who. I can't imagine having two at the same time.
Yeah.
But at least Wesley's old enough now where she could help out some.
Oh, and she would probably really wants me to have a kid. She probably says it to me more than anyone else.
Oh,
she's always like, hey, mom, so baby time.
Oh,
like, when are you going to have a baby?
I'd be like, are you going to help? Are you
gonna... No. She would, though. We have two dogs, and she is in charge of them.
Oh, wow.
She cleans up their pee pads and like the poop, and she feeds them every day. So she has chores, and she's very on top of it.
So mature, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I did that when I was growing up. And you know, I heard an interesting quote. Well, I'm not going to quote it right, probably, because I'm really terrible at that. But I read
just
this.
Just give it a try.
So, no, I'm not going to try to quote it. I'm just going to explain it. I'm going to explain it, okay?
That's fine. That'll
I'm
work.
Not good at quotes. I'll butcher it so bad. But it was pretty much saying that, like, you know, 30 years ago, people that were 5 were cooking their dinner, making their beds, raising the farm, you know, taking care of all these animals. And nowadays, a 10-year-old can't even make their own bed.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, well, we don't give enough credit to these kids and responsibility to them, like trusting that they can handle these things.
I think it's because, and just from reading on all a lot of the mommy boards that I've read and all the mommy books, that they don't want their kids to grow up feeling pressured or like they're being forced to do something they're not comfortable with. Like there's a big movement right now, especially with like toddlers and preschoolers, to not make them hug people, like family members or whatever, if they don't want to hug them. Because there's a fear that they'll grow up thinking it's okay for people to hug me and touch me if I don't want them to do it.
Oh, that's actually good. I actually never thought about it from that point.
Yeah, so, because I thought too, at first I was like, what?
That's I was like was. Making this face like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, but then I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. But I think there's a big movement as well with like parents not wanting to pressure little Johnny to do something he's not comfortable with. You don't want to make your bed? Okay, mommy will do it. And then you've got all these moms that are like taking on the responsibility of their own lives, their kids' lives, their husbands', you know, issues. Yeah. And then it's like everyone's stressed out. And then you grow up with kids who are sort of like self-indulgent and kind of bratty and
well, in my personal opinion, I'll actually promote the book. I have no connection with the book, but I'm just a huge fan of it. The Five Love Languages.
Oh, okay.
If you've read it, it's an amazing book. If you haven't, you should. The Five Love Languages is explaining that every human, male, woman, kids, any age, everyone has different love languages. They like to get love and receive it in different ways, and they give it in different ways as well. And I think sometimes if you're trying so hard to not discipline your kids, you actually forget that that kid actually might like that. So every kid is very different. If you have 10 kids, every kid is gonna have a different personality. They're gonna have different traits, but you can't raise them all the same.
Well, if you have 7 kids, they are definitely going to be all different. I cannot imagine. Yeah, I'm still shocked by
that. But you have to pay attention to that. Because like for me, like I keep saying that, like my daughter, she feels the most love when she helps me make her a sandwich for lunch.
Sure.
She loves it. She has so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
When I am like, oh, let's go make your bed. She goes and makes it. She comes back like, Mom, I did it. Yeah. You know, she feels so much pride after, you know. So I think you can't be scared of disciplining them because your kid is going to be different than someone else's.
Right.
And they might really like that.
Yeah.
You know, but then of course there's some kids are like, maybe they, you know, they rebel or they throw their tantrums and go crazy because that's not their lifestyle. And they might have more of that hippie vibe where I'm a free spirit.
Yeah.
That's their prerogative and that's great.
Yeah.
But you can't look at that as every child as being one and the same.
Yeah. I think that kids need structure. I've read, you know, other books as well about how kids in general, when they're little, they need a little bit of structure. Now, that doesn't mean like, you know, military style, like you must do this and this and this in this order. But the kids sort of need a balance and they need a structure as much as they need play.
Yeah. And I will say, I am, like you said, like I like to go to events. I like to go to dinners with my friends.
Sure.
And I love that my daughter can come. Mm-hmm. But the only reason I allow that is because she can be behaved.
Yeah.
If my daughter ever threw a tantrum at a restaurant, she just would never go with us again. And she knows that. And it's very, very clear in our household.
Yeah.
If you throw a tantrum, you just won't come.
Right.
You know, and,
you
know, so I don't feel like I have to discipline her in public because she does. She knows the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very clear about it. And I'm very like, you know, if you want to come with us to these things, if you want to see your friends, or if you want to see these things, well, then you got to act a certain way. If you want to go have a sleepover at your friend's house, if I don't hear that you're saying please and thank you after every single thing, you're not going to go.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, that's just our household.
Yeah.
We're pretty strict parents when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like that's the only reason that we're able to live the lifestyle we want is because we all understand those rules and participate in them, you know? And then, but then when she has free time, she can have it because we trust her because she is disciplined in her own manner.
Yeah. And how is her relationship with Twitch? Like, is that a, they seem, he seems like he's so in love with her and she feels, and it seems like she feels the same ways. But tell me about that. What is their dynamic like?
Their relationship has just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And I will say I have so much respect for my husband because, you know, he is the stepfather coming into a situation and he never shied away from that. Ever.
Yeah.
He was actually very excited about it. But he also knew his boundaries. And I think that's why have such an amazing relationship that has grown to what it is now. Because there aren't really any boundaries now. Now their relationship, you know, she calls him dad a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at first he was very like, you know, he would come to me like, Allison, I'd really like to take her out to dinner one time. But can I, is that okay? And then we'd go, I'd go talk to her. Instead of him inviting her, making her uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I would
really
go
good.
Be like, hey, you know, Steven would, I call him Steven, by the way.
Yeah.
So Steven or Twitch. he'd really like to take you to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel comfortable going with him? So, you know, when we were first dating, he really wanted to create a relationship with just her without me. But he knew he had asked for the permission. It was in very small spurts.
Sure.
Let's have him go to dinner together. Let's go to a movie together. Let's read a book together, you know, but he always made sure to ask me for like permission first, you know, just to make sure we all felt comfortable. I don't think you all have to do that if that's not your prerogative, but for our household, well, I respected that a lot.
I think, yeah, I totally do too. I think that it's important. You want your daughter to feel comfortable, especially if it's someone you're in love with and is going to be in your life. And I'm sure at the time when you guys were just dating, you were like, oh, he's so dreamy, you know, and you don't know where it's going, but you also want to make sure your daughter, her feelings feel respected and that she feels valid. And because if she wasn't comfortable with him, then you as a parent then have to figure out, okay, what do I need to do to
change that?
To change that. Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine for step parents, it probably is a big challenge going into that sort of situation. Yeah. And you have to tread carefully so you don't damage that relationship long term.
Right. But I think that's what he did so well, is he was so patient. He didn't try to force a relationship on her.
Yeah. Because is her dad in the picture at all?
Yes. So, her dad's very, like, we're very, very close.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was like.
He's very, very good with her. We get along very well.
Good.
I was never married to her father. We were engaged for many years. He was my high school sweetheart. We had been together, it would have been 6 years when I decided to, you know, move past. But we have a fantastic relationship. It hasn't been always easy, but we understand each other really well. We communicate really well. And because we know it's better for my daughter. And they're very, very close. And I like that. I wouldn't want it any other way.
That's good that it's not like she has to choose between the two.
Yeah,
and
no.
That her dad feels like he has to, you know, compete somehow with her affection.
But, you know, because we don't put us in the picture, we put Wesley first.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had to be very clear with that. Like, it doesn't really matter what our feelings are. It's what her feelings are. And she wants to be in your life and he wants to be in her life. So it's a great thing, you know. And they both, as fathers, they both bring very different dynamics. Mm-hmm. And she loves them both. But, you know, Steven specifically, or Twitch, whatever your prerogative is.
Whatever you want to call him. Whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, I could never call him Twitch. I think it's so awkward.
well, because that's like his persona, right?
Yeah,
his
stage and then, you know, name. He's my husband. I'm not going to call him a stage name.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Twitch, baby. Like, that would be so, that would be weird. Strange. Well, it's like so people call my husband, his name is Chris, but everybody calls him Brooker by his last name. But I never call him Brooker.
Yeah.
Because it's just strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call him Steven.
Yeah.
Well, get on board, people. We're calling him Steven now.
No, but Steven, like, you know, their love grew from something really special because they were, you know, they didn't jump in. Mm-hmm. They didn't just dive into the deep, you know, end of the pool.
Right, right.
You know, they kind of stepped in. They were patient with each other. Mm-hmm. He was patient with her. You know, in fact,
did he talk to her about proposing to you? Did she know at all, or like, what was Wesley's?
She did not know in advance, because if she knew in advance, I would have known.
Oh,
yes,
no!
So she did not know in advance, but she was there.
Oh, she was there. You know, I watched the video of it, and you guys were on a commercial shoot, right?
Yes.
And at the end of it, they sort of kept the cameras rolling, and then he had like this whole dance number planned, and like, it was very romantic.
It was the best proposal I've ever heard of, and it was mine.
It was so romantic. You guys, if you haven't seen the video, go on the YouTube immediately and watch Allison and Twitch's proposal.
And he flew out my family and our friends to make sure that they were there for the event. Mm. Like, it was incredible.
And our friend Nelson, our mutual friend Nelson, I was watching it again the other day. And Nelson is your manager.
Yes.
And he's also like one of my best friends.
Right.
And he was in the background like going like this, like wiping his eyes. And I was like, oh, because Nelson is just this big, like, you know, burly guy. And he was literally just bawling like a baby.
Well,
it was
also,
so sweet.
Nelson's like our family.
Yeah.
You
Nelson
know,
is family.
I think that's the
and
thing
Mary
that
too,
might help our team as far as being in this industry and, you know, in the entertainment industry. I mean, there's a lot of people that might, you know, do you wrong as far as your team. Like, you have managers, you have agents, you have publicists, you have assistants.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to, you know, grow someone into your life because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, and you never know what their real intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
So our team that we have has been the same team for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, it's like Uncle Nelson to Wesley, you know. So
same with Channing.
Our family and our careers have taken off because I believe that we have such a tight-knit family that really believe in the same product and the same type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So we all really trust in each other and work hard for each other.
Yeah, Uncle Nelson and Aunt Mary, the Diazes. I always am like, how do you pluralize your last name? Yeah, they're a big part of our lives too. We love them very much. So it is important to have people around you who love you and support you and, you know, have your back.
Right.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah.
So wait, I'd ask you something about the proposal and now I forgot. Oh, about him talking to Wesley ahead of time, but he didn't because she would spill the beans
so quick to me.
Be like,
which
Mom.
Is a good thing though. I mean, I will say that, like, that is like the biggest thing in our household. Mm-hmm. There is No secrets.
Yeah.
No secrets. Like, even I get mad at her just so I can instill it even more. Like, when her friends are whispering, like, no, we're just talking about a boy. I'm like, no.
What boy?
No. What boy? Like, there are no secrets in this house.
Yeah.
You can't be like, oh, no, this is my friend. It's like, no. There are no secrets. So I also communicate with her about mm-hmm. everything that we're doing. Mm-hmm. But that was the one time that Steven was like, I absolutely cannot tell her because she for sure would have come running over to me and like, Mom,
oh my God,
buzzing.
I bet she was so excited though.
Yeah. Oh, she was ecstatic about it. At first, she didn't really understand what happened. She thought we got married.
Oh, Mom.
Yeah, she was like, Mom, you're married. And I was like, oh, no, I'm engaged.
Not yet.
But yes, yeah. We're getting married.
Yeah.
So it was kind of endearing because she thought we got married at that moment, which was really super sweet.
So cute. Yeah. And what is she doing for school? Is she in school right now?
She's on summer break right now.
Okay. She's going to be first grade, second grade?
She's going to be going into second grade.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the new traits that she kind of has now in her life is like, she has her own problems now, which I find to be my favorite part.
Like boy problems or like...
Oh, everything. Like kid everything. Drama? Like think of like the life, like think of your drama. Like go back and like, oh, what drama happened? Oh, I yelled at the drive-through, you know, server guy. When I gave my coffee, the server got this wrong. And I was like, so all those dramas. My daughter has them now.
Oh, wow.
She, you know.
Someone is messing up her coffee.
Someone is messing this up for her.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
no, it's
so
really
cute.
Adorable though.
But
and, like,
it's probably like what, like a crown? Someone stole a crown or something, or a marker? Or little kid problems.
You know, but it's amazing because I love that she entrusts in me so much and she comes to me with all of her problems already. So we have like discussions all day long about like, so her best friend, by the way, is Presley. It's Presley and Wesley.
Presley
they're best friends.
And Wesley. That's
and they
so
actually
cute.
Look like their sisters. And at school, they're called Wango and Tango.
Oh my God, that's
it's
so cute.
Kind of awesome.
Yes.
And she'll come home and be like, well, Presley likes Jake, but like I kind of had a crush on him, Mom, so I feel like I have to stop liking him because like Presley's my best friend and like I don't want it to ruin our friendship.
Oh my God.
I do, Mom? Do I tell her? And I'll be like, you know what, Wesley, that's a really strong decision that you had to make, you know? I'm like, I'm sure there's other boys you could have crushes on. She's like, but there's no one like Jake.
Oh.
And it was kind of like the cutest thing I've ever had, but it was like serious, and she was like crying
because
like her friendship means so much to her.
I love that.
But it's like those type of things, and you know, also actually it was really amazing. We had the opportunity to perform in her talent show.
Uh-huh.
We did a breakdancing trio, my husband, myself, and my daughter. And
I bet
she
the
choreographed
audience
it.
Went banana pants. They
it
were
was
probably
really
loving
fun.
It. Yeah.
It was really fun, but it's also the first and only time I've ever seen my daughter so nervous. Mm-hmm. But like I got nervous for the first time performing on the stage because she was so nervous. She's and I just was nervous. Like I wanted it to be so perfect for her. I was like holding her hand. I was like, it's gonna be okay. She's like, I don't think I can do this.
Oh,
and it was adorable. And then like after she did it, like I've never seen her smile so big on her life. But I've also never been so nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, I hope she can do this.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted that for her so
that
much.
That sort of that positive feeling for her, that validation.
Yeah, like you can do this. You can do it. And then she finished and she was like so excited and couldn't stop talking about it for weeks after, you know. But like that was like a real emotion that she was going through. Mm-hmm. And like I have to just be there for her. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's about her and her feelings. And so that's kind of been like the new chapter in our lives, is that I'm a very dramatic person. I think that's why I'm in the industry I am.
Sure, I love,
like, there's a lot of highs and lows, and I love it all.
Yeah.
So I don't think this industry is for
like
everyone.
You have to. Yeah. No, it isn't for everyone, but I think you have to love the highs and the lows, because there are definitely more lows sometimes than there are highs.
Like, there's, like, every single day, there's so many things happening and also so many things that are not happening that you think about.
Right.
You know?
But that you
and you're
want
so
to
hard on yourself. You know? But I love it. That's, like, exactly how I would live my life.
Well, I think some people just feed off of that.
Yeah. So, you know, if I gave myself a scale, I say this all the time, between like a 1 and a 10, I'm between like a 1 or a 10 all day long. So I'm either like really super happy or I'm like crying in the corner.
Right.
And my daughter's kind of turning into the same thing. So she's always like
drama.
Super like super animated and like running around, like wanting to do stuff, you know, or she's like, I don't know what's going on. Like,
she's like, I just need a minute.
When she, you know, graduated from first grade,
mm-hmm.
instead of being excited, she came over to us and was like, there was like this like moment of panic. She was like, I'm really happy, but everything is different now. Oh, she's like, God. And I was like, it just happened. She's like, I'm going into second grade now. I'm about to go to Utah to see family. I have to get on a plane tonight. And it was like all these like things that she was going through. And it was cute. You really are my child, because I would be the same way.
Oh my God, that's so cute. It's so funny to me to think of them as people.
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately they are people, but they're like, when they're so little like this and you're just like, you know, wiping tushies and which is what I'm going through right now, and like, you know, tempering tantrums, and I have to like stop and realize like one day she's gonna be a full grown person and like go out into the world and like do things on her own, and then I'm gonna look back and be like, oh, what I wouldn't give to go back to when she was so tiny again, just for a minute. I know that day will come someday, but right now I am ready for the.
But what's really fun and like probably motivation for mothers, like at any stage of the game, mm-hmm. What I've really learned, which I don't know if it's always a good thing, but when there's something hard, like for instance, like you're saying you're dealing with potty training right now,
right?
Well, you're going to accomplish that. That is a fact.
Right.
You'll get through it.
People always like to say your kid is not going to go to college still pooping and peeing
so,
her pants.
You know, something like that, like changing diapers, you know, having to, you know, breastfeed, having to feed like my hand, having to potty train.
Right.
Those things will all come to an end.
Right.
But when those things come to an end, there'll be a new challenge.
Oh, yes.
But it never goes away. That continues on
your entire life. Not looking forward to is, if you're talking about Wesley being so dramatic, is the teen years or preteen years.
Yeah.
When they have fully formed those opinions and those relationships at school suddenly become more important than those relationships at home, and they are trying to keep things from mom and dad. They don't want to get in trouble or they want to be cool. Because my daughter is very strong-willed already and very defiant. And I'm like, Lord, help me, because I think it's just going to get worse.
It probably will.
So if Wesley's already dramatic, like, just imagine as, like, a 15, 16-year-old, and you'll be like, oh, my God.
But I think that's why we're trying. I don't even know if it's going to work. Listen, this is my first child. Yeah. I don't know.
It's all experiments.
But what we're trying to do is instill discipline and like the trust issue in our home, like you know, like you have to tell us everything, you know, but we also have to respect when she tells us something. We have to actually listen now,
yeah,
you know. I think that's another thing, is you always like tell your kids like, you know, you better tell me everything, blah blah blah, and I better know everything that's going on, but then sometimes you don't necessarily listen to them, you know. So it's like in our household, like communication's key.
Yeah,
if you need to talk to me, I'm gonna sit and listen. That doesn't mean I'm gonna yell at you right after. You might get in trouble though, but sure, I'll listen to you and we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
you know, so we're trying to instill those things now as best as we can, even though she's only 7, so then hopefully when it's 14, it's like she already knows the rhythm of it, like, so it's not just like, oh, we let our kid be a kid for so long and then all of a sudden we're disciplining when they became like 10 or 12. It's like, like those things are being instilled now, that like, okay, so what happened at school today? I know you learned math. What happened at school today? So, of course you ate lunch, but what happened? Like, what, like, you know, it's like asking and communicating with your kids, because of course the moment you pick your kid up from school, they get into your car, you know, and they're like, oh, how was school? Great.
Right.
Well, if you leave it at that, you're not going to know anything.
Right, right.
So it's like when you're with your kid, it's like really like try to, you know, it's kind of prodding a little bit. It's kind of digging.
Yeah.
But like try to get them to just like communicate with you a little bit better. So then
it's
you
good
know
to
the
start
details.
Early too, yeah. Like you're doing. Yeah, it's good to
start
early.
Because it's not easy. I mean, that's like the thing that she probably dreads the most. Every time we get in the car, it's like, how was school? And she's like, fine, mom.
Because she knows you're about to be like, no, for real. Like,
what did you say today? How are your friends? Any drama happen? You know, I try to get her to just communicate with me. Of course, eventually I hope to not have to do it every day.
Right.
So because it becomes a natural rhythm that we know what's going on and she feels comfortable telling us like exactly what happened in her day. You know?
Yeah. I want to switch gears for a second and talk a little bit about Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
When is that coming back?
It comes back this September.
Whoa. Have you already started rehearsals for it, or how does that process work?
So the pros all get together, the ones that are gonna be on the new season. We'll get together in a couple weeks and we'll start rehearsing a couple group numbers. Just to, you know, get those out of the way, just so we're prepped for them. Because every single week on our show, there's a lot of dancing from the pros besides duets.
Yeah.
So we try to get prepared for a couple weeks as best as we can together. Because we choreograph a lot of the stuff together. You know, there's choreographers that come in, but we also do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because I've watched a lot of your dances. My favorite, I think, was the one that you and Twitch did with Lindsay Sterling.
Oh, thank
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely love
thank
that.
Thank you. That was really, really a good
it's
time.
Just beautiful music. I mean, honestly, all of it's great. I can't do any of it. So I am blown away every time. I'm like, that's amazing. How do you get your body to do that? Years and years of training. So I was wondering, do you have to choreograph all of that yourself? Because the I can't imagine, like, how do you come up with all the ideas every week and, like, keep it fresh?
Well, that is the difficulty, you know, being on the show, is that you want to be creative every week and you want to be innovative and you want to have something fresh and something new. But yes, we choreograph everything.
Wow.
As the pro, it even goes beyond just choreography.
Because you have to come up with, like, the set design. I mean, you have to come, do you have to come up with set design?
So there are different levels, and every pro has their own prerogative. You know, for me, I love producing. Yeah. I want to be a producer in my future. I want to direct. I want to be an artistic director. So for me, lighting, staging, music cues. Yeah. Music changes, musical instruments being added, taken away. I love doing that. I love playing with that type of art.
You can tell, because when you're watching it, all of your numbers are so different and so unique that you can tell that you really take the time to plan them out and have a vision for it.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's because I love it. You know, you don't have to do that, though, because Dance with the Stars has one of the best, biggest, most vast teams there is, I think, in the entire industry right now. Down to everything.
It's huge.
It's a huge commodity.
And you know
what's
so interesting is when Dancing with the Stars first started, I think that people were like, what? Is this a joke? Like, Dancing with the Stars? Like, honestly, that was my first thought. I was like, come on. And then you watch it and you're like, this is amazing that not only the pros, but these celebrities come in with virtually no dance experience. Some of them have some, but I think none. And then what you guys can do with them in the course of, is it 10 weeks, 12 10 weeks, 10
yes,
weeks?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You know, the show is, in my personal opinion, not just because I'm a part of it, because I'm actually rather new to the show.
Yeah.
And I was a part of other shows before, which is great.
Right.
But I think it's one of the only shows that reinvents themselves every single season. Every single season I've ever watched has been completely different.
Yeah.
And also moved far past the seasons before with as production value, musicality, celebrity, everything. It just gets better and better every single time.
Yeah.
And I really believe that. And also being a part of it, I just feel so, like, honored to be a part of the process, because that team is incredible. And I've learned so much from being on the show. But yeah, you do. You choreograph. You have to teach it as well. You're filmed all day long of every single day. You rehearse every single day with your partners. So for 3 months, you dance every single day for about 10 hours as a pro. You know, the celebrities come in for 5, but you are working on, like, your, you know, group numbers and choreographing the other time when they're not there, you know?
Yeah.
And then you do the lighting. You have meetings with production. You have meetings with set designers, with props, with costuming, everything.
Where do you draw your inspiration from for your dances and for the numbers?
I'll pull inspiration from anything. But the main focus, if you're going to be successful on Dancing with the Stars, you have to remember the show is not about you as a pro. And it's not about what my inspiration is. It's about your celebrity. So I'll sit with my celebrities and be like, okay, so what do you like to do on the side? Oh, you love baseball. Great. Well, let's do a baseball number.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, you love hockey? Yeah. Great. You know, and then let's say, for instance, they're a really big fan of Bob Marley. Well, great. Let's use some of his music.
That's fantastic.
You know, so your job is to give them their experience, their personal experience. And that's what the audience as viewers grab onto, is when they're seeing.
Yeah, you can see that. Yeah.
You know, and of course there are celebrities that give you more or not. And I think you can, you know, especially after hearing it, probably you can actually notice that. Oh, that celebrity, like, probably, like, you know, they have a lot more to pull from or not.
Sure.
And everyone's different. And you still give them an amazing experience, you know, but just some people come in and they're like, yo, I love this sport. I love this action movie. I love this. And so you're like, oh my gosh, we could do, that's
all
the whole
of it.
Let's
do all of it.
That's the 10 weeks that we have. That's our 10-week show. You know, but that's what's so exciting about the show, is you can't prep.
Yeah.
Everyone always asks me, like, have you already started, like, coming up with your concepts, and have you already started preparations for the season?
No.
I'm like, no.
You just have to be in the moment,
I think.
You
have to be in the moment. I have no idea who my celebrity is, and I'm not going to know for another 3 weeks.
Wow.
But when I meet them, that's when all the preparation happens.
Oh, what if it's Twitch?
That's what I've been saying.
What if your celebrity is Twitch?
I highly doubt they would ever allow that to happen, because I'll
say this.
You
guys would crush it.
Yeah, we'd crush it. Of course we'd crush it. Who wouldn't want to watch a husband and wife out there?
Let's just pretend he has no dance experience whatsoever. Oh my God, that would be amazing. Is there somebody that Wesley's always wanted to meet? Is there, like, someone on the show that she's ever been like, oh, I really want to meet so-and-so, or any celeb that she's ever had, like, a little crush on?
Honestly, my daughter growing up in this industry is actually so chill about all of that.
So she's not really fazed by the celebs that you hang out with?
Yeah, I mean, she gets excited about some people, but she's pretty chill. I mean, one of my mentors is Paula Abdul, who in my mm-hmm. eyes was my idol my whole life growing up.
Oh my gosh, she's
and now
amazing.
She's like one of my mentors, one of my really good friends.
And you just and, met her, didn't you?
Didn't
the other night, or
I've known Paula for many of years. I actually met her. I met her when I was 18 years old.
Oh wow!
And we've stayed very close ever since. And the last few years, because she's become a mentor of mine.
Wow!
And someone I like go to because
I think I saw some tweets or something, or maybe on your Facebook that you had taken some pictures with her.
Yeah,
yeah. Straight up, now tell me.
Yeah. and it's funny because like my daughter, I'm like, Wesley, you have I really need to get a picture of you and Paula this time because mm-hmm. they've seen each other for many of times,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, we just don't take a lot of pictures all the time for that stuff. And she's like, whatever, cool. And I'm like, that's Paula Abdul.
Like, get it together. This is a big deal.
And like Travis Wall is just like her friend. It's just like, oh, Travis, what's up? Like Derek Cuff's like, hey, Derek, what's up, man? Like, you know, these are all such cool people, but they're just like, oh, what's up?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, how are you? Like hanging out with Jason Derulo on like their like airboards outside of So You Think the other day. And she's like, oh, hey, what's up, Jason? Like, you know, and it's kind of
so
cool
exciting.
Though. It's kind of fun
Very
to have it
cool.
like that.
Yeah.
But I will say, it was 2 years ago when Despicable Me was really, really popular, mm-hmm. right? Despicable Me.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Carell went on to The Ellen Show mm-hmm. To do an interview, but he dressed up as Gru.
Oh, fun.
And my sister loves this. Wesley loves Despicable Me.
You did say sister.
I said sister. I was the craziest thing ever. Wesley loves Despicable Me.
Yeah.
And when we went to the show, she saw him and he was like dressed up as Gru
mm-hmm.
and she was like oh my gosh,
mind blown.
Mom, that's Gru. And he like did this whole interview and he talked like Gru the whole time
mm-hmm.
and then he came off of the set and she was like, can I meet Gru? And I was like, of course. She's never asked him like that ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And we usually never ask for that type of stuff. And I was
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, of course. We just like went into his dressing room mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, Gru. Like try to like motion like she thinks you're Gru. Like,
right.
I was like, hey, Gru.
Like help a mom out over here.
And he spent the time and he talked to her for about like 10 minutes and she got Aww. A picture with him. And after she came back into our dressing room, she was like, Mom, she goes, Gru's real. She goes, does that mean Santa Claus is real too? And I was like, yes,
it absolutely does.
But it was so
does.
Cute because like the only Aww. Time my daughter's ever been starstruck was actually like a character, like not actually
from an animated movie,
from an animated
my God,
film.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet. But other than that, like it's so funny. Even Bruno Mars one time,
mm-hmm.
He was on like he was like walking down this hallway and he was like singing and they were filming this like little. It was like a little promo clip.
Mm-hmm.
And there's my daughter eating a piece of pizza, walking behind him, just like, what's going on? Like, she's in the shot. But everyone just thought it was so funny. They just let her do it because they all know her.
Oh, my gosh.
So they just thought it was really funny. But Bruno Mars is, like, doing this, like, song and dance, uh-huh. like, being all cool in front of the camera. And my daughter's, like, walking by, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's so
and
over it.
Yeah, she's like, can I just get to my dressing room? Like, you're in my way.
Oh, my God. I love
and
that.
And it's the funniest thing. And, like, so you've... You know,
she's just unfazed,
she's
basically.
She's unfazed by it, you yeah. know, just because she's around it so much.
That's so cute. Yeah. I don't know that I would have that kind of tact or that be that chill if I was I'd be like, oh my God, Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I probably lose it a little bit.
Yeah.
So Wesley is very chill like that. I
it's
love
so
it.
So funny. But she honestly, I'm not gonna lie, everyone that meets her, she's like the cool kid next door.
She totally is. Yeah.
She's like she has this like beautiful blonde locks. Mm-hmm. Like she looks like she's been hanging out at the beach like every day
and
of her
so
entire
tan.
Life. Yeah, she's tan, bright blue eyes. Mm-hmm. She's only a foot shorter than me, by the way. She's
oh,
seven
wow.
and I'm 27 and she's 4'3". It's the craziest thing.
Wow.
But she's like always like she hangs out with everyone, like tells a story
that.
Here or there, or like plays a game with you. But like she's
that
just,
is a very musician-y vibe though.
Yeah,
like so maybe she maybe that's where that musician, you know, streak
yeah.
comes from.
It's a musician or a writer or producer vibe for sure.
Yeah.
Even her style and what she dresses,
mm-hmm.
she's really into cool shoes. She's
yeah.
really into like button-up t-shirts, suspenders, mm-hmm. bow ties, and then hats.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of like her thing besides, or she'll go to the complete opposite into like dresses and heels. Like
yeah.
she loves to be in heels, which is the craziest
and
thing.
And style and fashion is something that's really important to you, I
yes.
know. You
yes.
always look amazing. Do
oh,
you have a stylist?
You know, there's stylists that I hear their work with.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy putting outfits together and mm-hmm. I really enjoy clothing so much.
Yeah,
so.
You actually have a clothing line that's coming out, but it's for dancers, right?
Yes.
Tell
it's
me
a dance
about that.
Costume line, actually.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Thank you. Yeah, working on Dancing with the Stars, like, mm-hmm. was kind of like one of my, not the very first, but one of my first experiences being able to like design so many costumes with like, an amazing team. Like,
so you guys get to design that too. You get to say, here's why I want these sparkles.
Yeah. I mean, but glitter. The wardrobe team at Dancing Stars is like the best. Oh, so we sit with them and like, we'll tell them our ideas and we'll pull up pictures and images for like inspiration. And then they hand sketch our drawings for us.
You guys literally do everything for your dance on that show in terms of like conceptualizing. That's incredible.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of the times the pros, that's why they're not interchangeable a lot.
Yeah.
There's not been that many
pros. Not a lot
of
dancers can come in and do that. Yeah.
And it's because a lot of people, even though you're a good dancer and a good choreographer, it comes with a lot more responsibility that people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but then, you know, for some people, they love it.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. And that's like when I first actually got connected with the show, I was working with Derek Huff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. It's like Derek,
that's right. You guys went together
and like come up with concepts. Yeah. And we'd come up with the concepts and pick music together. So, you know, we started kind of collaborating a lot. And that's kind of how I got the game now.
And so you drew inspiration from a bunch of different places for your clothing line then, right? Or your dance line.
Yeah, so working with Dancing with the Stars, I just grew a huge love for designing fashion and designing costumes. So we decided to do our own line. And it's a dance costume line. So for dance studios.
Is it you and Twitch that are doing it together?
Yes.
And Steven?
Yeah, we do very different costumes, though. He does, like, the hip-hop and Nick Males work. And then I do all the females for every other dance style.
Yeah.
So, we, you know, it's called 10th House Dance.
Okay.
And it's launching August 24th.
Okay, cool. And I'll put information on my website too, so people know where to go for
that
too.
Perfect. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really exciting. You know, we really wanted to go with like really high end looking stuff, but make it
accessible,
accessible and affordable for everyone. And it's also ready made, which is really rare for costumes. A lot of the time, you have to pre order costumes like 7 months in advance.
Yeah.
These costumes can be delivered to you immediately.
Oh wow!
So that's what's
really
nice about this line.
Yeah, and there's so much need for it now because with the success of So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars, all of these dance competition shows, there's so many kids and young girls and boys who are now getting into dance that I think will benefit from that and will want to pick out their own outfit and will want to have something from Allison and Twitch, because you guys have had such a hand in the designing of all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think what's really exciting about it too, it's going to be in like the next coming up years with my daughter. One of the things we really wanted to do with the line, because my daughter's really into fashion herself and she has her own kind of ideas about things.
Stylish.
She's very stylish. Mm-hmm. I get that comment all the time. Like, I sometimes feel like my daughter's more stylish than I am. but it's like, we're going to have her design a kids line.
Oh, fun.
So her own kids line that will be very separate, and like she'll pick out the fabrics, the like the color schemes and like the styling of everything too.
Oh, I bet she would really get into that too.
So we've been preparing her for that this last year.
Yeah.
So she knows it's coming, you know, but we're waiting for when she's like fully ready to do it.
Yeah, maybe Channing can come and model for you, because she'll be old enough by the time. And Wesley can be like, you wear purple today. You will rock this outfit. And then also on top of all that, you have a dance studio here in LA, right?
It's actually an online dance studio. So you can actually be anywhere in the world and take class from us.
Oh, wow.
So,
and you just ran like a competition for people to get like private dance lessons with you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So our online dance studio is called CLI Studios, and it's just as is on www.clistudios.com.
Okay.
You can look it up and you register, and you can register as a studio owner, a teacher, or a dancer individual. And it's going to come with a package. You're going to pay monthly fees, but every single month you're receiving new lessons from new celebrity famous teachers and choreographers from Los Angeles. We're opening it up to New York next. We really wanted to focus on LA because there's so much talent already in LA as far as choreographers and talent and teachers. But as far as like Teddy Forence, Channing Cook, myself, Caitlin, Kyle Robinson, Nick Lazzarini, Twitch. You're going to start having Popping and Locking on there very quickly.
Wow.
There's all sorts of choreographers that are really famous in Los Angeles, and they're having these classes that are hour-long classes, so it's a curriculum. So it's not just like a YouTube video that you watch for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
These are full-hour lessons, and we talk to you as if we're with you.
Okay.
And you can pause, rewind, fast forward, whatever you need to do. But they're hour-long classes. Some of them are up to even 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But the dance studio owners, are given separate things than the actual students. Mm-hmm. The students are getting classes, which there's technique classes, ballet, hip hop, jazz, any kind of style. Mm-hmm. And they're coming out regularly during the week for you. And there's a schedule. So it's like being at a studio.
Yeah.
There's like a regular class schedule of when you're going to get these things. And then also the dance studio teachers, they have their own curriculum of how to teach. So they can watch. They can watch all the ones the students get.
Yeah, yeah.
They can watch all the classes and take the classes. But then, in addition, you get like actual lessons how to teach your classes.
Yeah.
So when you're teaching a jazz class, you should start with warm up. You should start with progressions. You should mm-hmm. do this, and this is how you should teach. Maybe take this day to work on this technique. And then with the studio owners, it's about running a studio as well. So you know, it's actually a whole curriculum. And you can get it and register anywhere, and it's really incredible.
That sounds so great. And then
I did do a challenge. It's called the Alice Holker Challenge. Mm-hmm. And if you take my class or another class, you actually send a video in, mm-hmm. and I'm going to pick one person to come to Los Angeles. You'll all pay for your whole weekend trip here. Mm-hmm. You'll pretty much just be hanging out with my family the whole weekend.
That sounds amazing.
You have a scholarship to different dance studios out mm-hmm. here to take free classes. You're getting a photo shoot with a professional dance photographer.
Wow.
You're going to the So You Think You Can Dance last finale show, and you're also going to walk the carpets with me, and you're also going to take up meetings with agents while you're out here, and I take you to all of it so you feel comfortable.
That's amazing. What an awesome prize.
Yeah, and that's all three CLI.
I want that
studios.
Prize. Can I just come and hang out with you guys for the weekend?
Of course.
That sounds so incredible. See, and this is what I meant at the beginning when I was like, you have so many things going on. You're not just a mom, not just mm-hmm. a wife. You're certainly not just a dancer.
Yeah.
So I'm so impressed with you, and only being 27 years old is amazing. I'm
Thank
clearly
you.
A slacker. I mean, I'm almost 29, obviously, so I'll just step up. No, I'm kidding. I hear my daughter is waking up from her nap, and then right now I hear her yelling Nemo through the door. So I'm like, oh my gosh. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I won't take up too much more of your time,
but
I know you're getting ready to start your next season.
Season 21 of Dancing with the Stars. Yes.
Yeah. So when you win, come back on. Tell us
Perfect.
All about it.
Perfect.
And because, I mean, you should have won last season. I'm just saying.
I think so, too.
I don't
want to, It's okay.
I don't want to rustle any feathers, but you should have won. That was incredible. You were incredible.
You.
So this year, I kind of have a feeling... you're going to be holding that mirror ball for sure.
Thank you. Well, I hope to.
Yeah,
I hope to.
Definitely. And I would love to have Wesley come over sometime, play with Channing again.
Oh,
I know they love
so
it. We'll
much
we'll
fun.
Bring Uncle Nelson, Aunt Mary. We'll just get the whole fam together.
It
would
be
a blast.
Really, really fun.
So thank you again for coming on the show. And I just want to thank you all for listening. If you get a chance, go, if you're not following Allison already on Twitter, is it at Allison Holker?
Yes, at Allison Holker on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. And then also go find her on Facebook. You have
yes.
fan page on
yes.
Facebook, so make sure you check her out on all those places, in all those places as well. And Motherhood in Hollywood is also on Twitter at MIH Podcast, and Motherhood in Hollywood on Instagram and Facebook as well. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes, you guys. You will get signed up to win our big giveaway that's happening on September 15th. Thank you so much, and thanks again to my guest Allison Holker. We've
Thank
had so much fun.
Me.
You've been so honest and genuine. I loved having you here. This has been fantastic. All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you next week.
Mama funny
balls.